Welcome to the James Keenly Show, the show committed to your personal growth, living a life you love and living it powerfully. From relationships to work issues to your kids and recovery, whatever it is, we want to talk about it. And now, here's your personal life coach, James Keenly.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind.
Hello, everybody. I'm James Keenly, the host of The James Keenly Show. So glad you could join us on the first show. We are going to talk about everything from relationships to work to kids to recovery, whatever it is we want to talk about it. We're going to get to a point where you live your life powerfully and you live a life you love. I want you to remember something. We always win the game we play. So I want to know, what game are you playing? And are you playing it full out? Are you playing that game of, I'm not good enough, I do okay, but... Or are you playing the game of, I'm capable, I'm worthy, I'm talented, and I deserve it? Together, we want to learn to play the game full out. Have fun and play big. And remember that nobody gets to play small on my watch. So one of the questions we're going to always ask is, who are you being? Because, you know, our way of being is 100% correlated with the way the world occurs. You know, we have this way of showing up and being a certain way. You know, when we show up and visit our mom or our dad or our husband or our kids or our boss, whatever it is, we show up and we say things like, oh, you know, they're going to be like that. They're going to be like this. They're going to be like that. And the past is dictating how we're going to show up. Well, guess what? When we show up being that way, guess how the world occurs? Guess how mom comes across? Guess how the boss comes across? It's called that you're always already listening for them to be a certain way. And we're going to talk about that more too. But one of the things when you show up and who you're being, one of the biggest challenges I see that we all have is that society has trained us that it's do, have, and be. If we just do more, I'll have this, I'll get that. I'll get that promotion, that car, that raise, that wife, that husband. And then I'll have self-esteem, I'll have status. But really, what most people don't get, the true secret to living a life you love and living it powerfully, is not do, have, be, but it's be, do, and have. Who are you being? Be the kind of person you want to be, instead of the cynical, critical, judgmental, insecure person that we've become. And I'll talk about that and how we get to that state. We want to break through that. For me, I know I want to be magnanimous. I want to be noble of spirit, courageous of action, kind of word, generous. Who are we being? And then we do things consistent with that way of being. Act consistently with that way of being. And then watch what happens in the world. Watch what happens. Then you have and get what you want. It is never do, have, and then become. It's become. Be that person you want to be. Do things consistent with that way of being. And then have what you want. So that's what we want to talk about. And the other thing we want to talk about is, how are you playing? You know, you always win the game you play. Are you playing a game you love? Whatever you think you can or can't do, you're right. You know, they say, argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. If you say you can't, you won't. You always win the game you're playing. You know, the other day I was talking to a friend of mine. We have a sponsor on the show that actually works in real estate and helps people out. They're not realtors, they're not attorneys, but they help people out. When they get into financial trouble, they'll help them sell their home, save their credit. And so this fellow said to me, he said, well, gosh, there's 100,000 people doing that. How do they make any money doing that? And he had that attitude. And I said, well, there's 100,000 people doing everything. I said, what business are you in? And he said, I'm an estate planner, which is a fancy name for someone who sells insurance. And I said, well, when you got into the business, how many insurance people were there? There's a lot of insurance people, as you know. But you see, he already had that way of being. He was already playing the game of limit, of lack. Well, they can't make any money. How do you do that? Well, when a house is worth this, how do you sell it for that? He was arguing for his limitations. He would get into self-righteousness. By the way, you want to have an extraordinary life? Give up being right. You know, one of the things that gets us stuck is being right, making the other person wrong, validating ourselves, justifying ourselves, invalidating them. Trying to dominate or avoid domination. Give up being right and work on being related. But he was so interested in being right about, well, no one can do this and that, they can't make it. Well, then you know what? You're right. This gentleman is 58 years old. Nice guy, outgoing, great Greek fellow. I know him. But you want to guess where his career is? What kind of career he's had? He's had a very mediocre career. He's made a living for his family, which is honorable, noble. But has it been extraordinary? No. Has he played big? No. Is he fulfilled? Probably not. Why? Because his way of being, his way of showing up, is completely making the world occur that way. Well, I'll tell you what. You know how you get into an arena where there's 100,000 competitors? You show up being of service. You show up being in integrity. Everything you do is against the backdrop of complete integrity, right? You be of service. You keep your word. You do what you say. You say what you mean. You don't say it mean. And you work hard. But we're going to talk about that also because, you know, having a life you love and living it powerfully does not mean that you do it different, better, or harder, or do it more, better, different. You know, all of us have been on diets. We've all tried to diet. And how many times have we think, well, if I just exercise more, or if I just get a better diet, or if I just try harder, that's not the secret, is it? Doing it more, better, different never changes anything. What it is, it's a new way of thinking. It's a complete transformation. The same thinking that got us there cannot get us out. And that's what we want to talk about, changing the way of thinking. Because human beings are designed to survive. And the way that we survive is that we use past experiences to basically extrapolate the future. This happened in the past, so therefore it's going to happen in the future. I touched that hot plate, therefore it's going to burn again in the future. Well, that happens also in our memories, that things that happened to us in the past, we make mean more than they really mean, and we think that's what the almost probable future outcome is, you know? That little girl, that pretty little girl that rejected us, that guy that stood us up at the prom, right? Mom saying this, dad doing that, the boss doing this, whatever it might be, we think that's what the future's supposed to be. It's like if I gave you a pair of yellow sunglasses and you put those sunglasses on. At first, you'd think, huh, that looks odd. That looks yellow now. It used to be white, now it's yellow. Oh, that looks red, but now it looks kind of red-yellow. Well, what would happen after about a week or two of wearing those glasses? You'd walk into the room and you'd go, oh, that's a yellow monitor. Oh, that's a yellow car. Oh, that's a yellow wall. You'd think everything was yellow. So therefore, what happens is you start showing up and you go, oh, see, men are going to reject me because they rejected me before. That's how it is. They're yellow. That little girl, I can't get the pretty girl I want because the pretty girl rejected me when I was younger. See, it's a yellow. And it's not yellow. We're going to talk about getting those filters off, all of those past events that have just been miscoloring your life. That's one of the things that we want to change. And how do you do that? How do you do something like that? You know, the one thing that I really want you to get is the past, everything in the past has nothing to do with the future. The past is all just based on story, interpretation, reasoning, explanation. You know, by the way, there are no reasons. Anytime you want to do something,